Previously, on Grey's Anatomy.
There's nothing sexual between you and Georgie.
Mom!
Don't you dare come to me for forgiveness, you traitorous bitch.
Our marriage is falling apart.
You're never here.
Dr. Hahn,
I have a thing for her.
It's gonna end badly.
Cardio is my thing.
You're flirting with Cardio. I am married to Cardio.
In the moment of while I'm waiting, I need someone who is ready to give me what I want from you.
Are we friends yet?
I'm sorry?
Are we friends?
I don't want you to date other people. I don't want you to date anybody but me.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. At least that's what they say. He created the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. And he looked at his creation and he saw that it was good. And then God created man. And it's been downhill ever since.
No woman loves me.
Erica, huh?
I'm telling you. We went out last night, had a couple drinks.
You and Erica?
Just me and Han. Hey, Callie.
All right, so it wasn't a date.
You gonna tell me where we're going?
Why does it always have to be about the destination? Why can't it be about the journey?
Because I'm wearing $300 shoes.
Meredith told me she doesn't want me seeing other people.
She found out about you and Rose?
No, it's nothing to find out. It's just a kiss.
Yeah, but you're not the kind of guy who makes out with nurses in scrub rooms. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What do you think?
I think it was more than just a kiss.
No. The view.
Well, what am I looking at?
The view from my new house. Huh?
The story goes on to say that God created man in his own image, but there's not much proof of that. After all, God made the sun and the moon and the stars, and all man makes is trouble.
It's a classic Victorian design with an open floor plan. What are you doing?
I'm making an omelet.
What do you think of the house?
The house. I think the house is great.
Well, if you don't like it, you know, you can tell me. It's your house, too.
Sam.
So why are you cooking again?
Lexi was having a bad night, and I thought I would do something semi-sisterly.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
You getting up?
No. Maybe. I don't know. What's that smell?
Someone's cooking.
That's not cooking. It's not cooking.
You're gonna be late, you know that, right?
I hate work.
Since when?
Since I hate it. I hate Christina, I hate Han, I hate it.
Oh, what is that smell?
Oh, that smells like sulfur.
Breakfast. Oh, it's breakfast.
No!
Ow.
Don't go!
I
don't
have
go.
To go! She made breakfast. I'm going. I'm done.
Don't.
Off.
No! Hey.
Where's your girlfriend?
Back with her husband, I'm guessing. And I don't have a girlfriend.
Or a conscience, apparently.
Yeah, but you knew that going in.
I'm not saying we have to build it now, but we have to plan it now.
Dude, what the hell is that?
Meredith Coates. She wanted to do something nice for Lexi.
You cooked for me? It's no big deal. Just eggs and avocado and whatever cheese that was in the fridge. Oh, I love, avocados. Is it okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. This little man has been fed and changed. There we go. Oh, I put the building manager's number on my desk. Do not believe him when he tells you that he can fix the sink. Remind him he's the one that broke it when he tried to fix the pipe.
Miranda.
Oh, you're talking to me now? Now that I'm on my way out the door?
You're always on your way out the door. Are you interested in being a part of this family or not?
Okay, I can't do this. Now, I don't have time.
Dr. Torres.
Dr. Hahn, anyone who can outdrink me and still kick my ass at the dartboard gets to call me Callie.
Last night was actually fun, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a group person.
Me neither.
I think it's because I generally don't like people.
Me neither.
Morning, ladies.
Case in point.
Hi.
What's so funny?
And when man finds himself in trouble, which is most of the time, he turns to something bigger than himself, to love or fate or religion, to make sense of it all.
Sweetheart?
Do you ever eat anything that even remotely resembles real food?
You'll have to take me to dinner to find out.
I can't do that. That kiss was unexpected. I like kissing you. I enjoyed kissing you, but I'm seeing somebody.
Meredith Grey. Everybody knows about you and Meredith Grey.
I have to see it through. I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's just a kiss. Human surgery, Dr. Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
But for a surgeon, the only thing that makes any kind of sense is medicine.
Oh, back off. Elizabeth Archer is my patient.
Technically, she's Hans' patient, but whatever.
Ooh. I'm scrubbing in on a major coronary artery dissection with Han, and what, you're not going to fight me for it?
I'm not doing the cardio thing anymore. I am over it.
You're over it. Whoa. Why? What do you have?
Nothing. I'm charting.
Stevens, Elizabeth Archer's chart.
Yang has it. You two have fun.
She's not a cardiothoracic surgeon, but I could have told you that. I am the rock star.
Kareb, are you a rock star?
Always.
You're with me today. Congratulations. Your life just got more interesting.
Kareb doesn't know anything about Elizabeth Archer.
You can read, can't you, Dr. Kareb?
Yes, Elizabeth Archer, 49, came into the ER yesterday complaining of severe...
An urgent cardiac cath demonstrated dissection of the proximal two-thirds of the LAD. She was admitted last night for observation.
While I admire your preparation, Dr. Yang, there is one thing about the patient you failed to notice. She's gone.
Callie! This is O'Malley, hi!
Uh-oh.
Hi.
How have you been?
Well, I've been worried. That's how I've been. I've called and I left messages. I know how busy you two are, but you can't pick up the phone once in a while.
Never mind. Water under the bridge.
I was in the neighborhood, and I hope you don't mind, but I just couldn't wait to show you some of the outfits I've been making.
Outfits?
Now, don't get mad, but Georgie told me you were trying, so... What do you think? It's yellow. I see that.
Dr. Bailey?
Whatever it is, I don't have time.
I think I need some epinephrine.
Tuck it. Now's not a good time for...
Epinephrine.
The cart's around the corner. Can you give her the... Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I told you. I put it on my desk. I have to call you back.
You're going to have to step back from the patient, ma'am. Ma'am!
Just one second.
Ms. Archer, what is she doing here?
I have no idea. Who is she?
Someone's patient. Ms. Archer, you need to get back to your bed.
There. But what'd you do to him? He was in VTAC, and now...
I healed him. I'm a healer.
You're a faith healer?
I am a healer and I have faith, but I'm not sure the two are related.
Ms. Archer, you collapsed. You could go into cardiac arrest at any moment. So I'm less interested in what you do for a living than I am with getting you
into... Wait, I want to know what she did to Mr. Greenwald. I mean, he's been in and out of VTAC all day and now he's stable.
Maybe because of the amiodarone he got 2 hours ago.
Really? Does amiodarone usually take 2 hours to kick in?
Ms. Archer... You have a coronary artery dissection. Dr. Karev and I need to get you into surgery as soon as possible.
I appreciate that, Dr. Han, but I am not going into surgery until we've exhausted all the other possibilities.
Ms. Archer, if you don't have the surgery soon, I can guarantee you that the blood supply to your heart will be cut off, and I'll have to open you up anyway.
All I'm asking for is that you give me some time and talk me through the surgery that you'd like to perform so that I may visualize it while I do... what I do. And if it doesn't work, then you can slice me open, okay?
Dr. Karev can work with you doing whatever it is that you do. I'll check in soon. Call me when she codes.
Hey, what are you looking for?
Epinephrine. I need epinephrine.
Why?
What happened to you?
An adult child of an alcoholic is what happened to me. I have boundary issues. So when Meredith made me eggs this morning, I could not eat them. I had to pretend I wasn't allergic to eggs. And now I have a rash covering my entire body.
Give me your arm.
I'm codependent. My throat is closing up. Ow, and now my arm hurts. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you for letting me crash on your couch last night.
You didn't tell your mom that we broke up.
What?
Your mom is making us baby clothes because she thinks we're still trying to get pregnant, because she thinks we're still married, because she thinks you're still the kind of person who would never cheat on his wife. Hand-stitched unisex baby clothes. They're yellow and green and go up to toddler sizes. And she's waiting for you in the lobby.
Hey.
Hey. So you never really told me what you thought of the house.
I have a house.
Now that's your house. I'm talking about our house.
Between yesterday and today, you had plans, Drama?
No, I've had the plans for months. Between yesterday and today, I decided to share them with you.
Why?
So nothing's really changed, has it? Everything's the same as it was.
No, it's just, it's really a lot, and it's fast.
Right, well, I'm just trying to take a step forward.
Okay, well, there are about 100 steps between where we are right now and building our dream house. And there'll be fun steps and sexy steps, and we'll try not to fall down them together, okay?
Okay.
Dr. Bailey.
Sir Chief?
Yeah. Rumor has it Dr. Hahn has a patient who's wandering the halls.
Oh, she's back in her bed, sir.
And laying hands on other patients?
It was just one patient.
And healing them.
For which there is a perfectly reasonable medical explanation.
Of course there is, but I can't have a hospital full of sick people thinking there's a miracle woman on the cardiac ward. It creates panic and hysteria, and frankly, it's bad for business. Are you going to answer that?
No, sir, I'm not.
Are you going to make sure this woman keeps her hands to herself?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you, Dr. Bailey.
Dr. Sloan, why are you endangering the life of my patient?
Because your patient had her hands all over one of my patients.
She had a staph infection. I was trying to heal her.
Don't worry your pretty little head about it, Sloan. Karev!
You notice that even when you're insulting me, you manage to tell me how pretty I am?
It wasn't meant as a compliment.
Just like a gender reversal thing with you, where you're the big man on campus and I'm the hot blonde whose ponytail you can't stop pulling?
Why don't you get that I just don't like you? That I think you are a crass, predatory ape of a man who just happens to be a decent surgeon?
Want
to
heal someone? Heal her.
This is really toxic in here. Could somebody take me back to my room? Because my healing team should be arriving soon.
I'll take you.
Mrs. O'Malley! There she is!
Hi!
What are you doing here? Does George know you're here?
Oh, Callie said she'd find him for me.
How are you, dear? You okay?
You talked to Callie? Her thing. It's gotta be hard for her, you know? I mean, you try, but we're all human. Nobody's perfect, and in the end, it's nobody's fault.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. I have just felt so terrible about it.
Oh, me too.
You know, we didn't mean for it to happen. I know how that sounds, but it's true. We were drunk, and it only happened the one time, and I know that doesn't make it right, but you have to believe me. It was never my intention to break up George's marriage. I mean, I didn't even know that I was in love with him, and George was so distraught about it. I mean, I think that's why he failed the intern test.
What? He failed?
Oh, no, he didn't tell you that part.
He didn't tell me any part.
You said you talked to Kelly about baby clothes. I thought she was having trouble getting pregnant. I made baby clothes.
Oh. Oh, no.
Mom?
What?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, I know I said I'd call you right back. Tucker, wait, I can't do this right now. I've been paged to the ER. What do you mean you're the one paging? I told you never to page me at the hospital.
There was an accident.
All four limbs are moving. Pupils are responsive and dilating. There's no neurological damage.
Okay, let's get him on a monitor. And where's the x-ray for the trauma series?
Order a left forearm with the x-rays. There's bruising and swelling here.
Mom was right here, little man. I'm right here.
He was under a bookshelf?
The whole thing has fallen over on top of him. And all those medical books.
He
probably tried to climb up and pulled it over. I heard him screaming, and then I found him.
Tucker, I'm trying to hear. Stop talking.
Miranda, let me do that.
No, I got it.
Miranda.
What? This is why we put the baby gate in the living room.
The gate was open.
You left the gate open?
No, I didn't.
What are you trying to say? I left the gate open?
Accidents happen.
Not if you take the time to bolt the bookshelves to the wall.
I can't baby-proof every inch of that apartment and watch him at the same time.
If you weren't watching him, otherwise he wouldn't be here right now.
He's got decreased breath sounds on the left side and his abdomen's rigid.
What does all this mean?
It means there may be some internal injuries.
What kind of injuries?
Well, Tucker, we don't have time for questions. He needs a full trauma workup. Clear a CT and get him in the ultrasound machine.
Not okay, Georgie. This is not okay.
Right.
You're planning to what? You're planning to marry Izzy now? You're planning an annulment?
Okay, this is not about Izzy.
What the hell is it about? Because this isn't okay. This isn't okay with me. I raised you better than this.
This is about the fact that I never should have gotten married in the first place.
But you did. You got married. You didn't invite me. You didn't let me plan a wedding. And I accepted that. I accepted it because you were happy, and that's all that mattered. But this, I won't accept this. I don't accept this.
Mom.
We're Catholic. We don't believe in divorce, and we certainly don't believe in adultery.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't be sorry to me. Be sorry to Father Mike. You call him, he'll hear your confession, and he'll get you and Callie into counseling.
It's too late for that.
It is not too late. You made a vow to Callie and a vow to God. You just don't walk away from that. This is your soul we're talking about.
I have to go.
No, you will not. You will not walk away from me, George O'Malley.
It's Dr. Bailey. I have to go. What happened?
Peter crashed under a bookshelf, multiple rib fractures.
Might have dropped a lung.
Don't worry, there may be damage to the heart.
Okay. Yang and Stevens, get him to radiology for a head, chest, and abdominal CT. O'Malley, tell the lab to move fast. Prep. Clear out. We'll keep you posted. I want you to stay with Dr. Bailey. She's pretty worked up, and I want to make sure that doesn't get in the way of the baby's care.
I don't need a babysitter.
I know you don't.
Sorry about that. There was an emergency.
It's Dr. Krebs. This is Don and my...
Nice to meet you.
He's a skeptic. He shouldn't be here.
Is Dr. Hahn coming?
Dr. Hahn's been called into an emergency surgery, so she asked me to talk you through the procedure.
Is she going to be long?
Well, I'm hoping she's done before your heart blows, but I can't make any promises.
I told you you shouldn't be here.
I need someone who knows what they're doing to talk me through the surgery.
It's crap. Miss Stalling, you're scared.
Of course I'm scared. Surgery is... It's barbaric. You tear flesh and spill blood. I work with light. I work with energy. I visualize healing. And if there's even the slightest chance that what I do works, isn't that preferable?
I don't believe in what you do.
Well, I'm not asking you to. I'm asking you to help me to do it. Can you imagine how horrible this is for her?
This is why people should not have kids.
What's the matter with you? It's Bailey's baby in there.
No, see, no, it's a trauma case. If we are going to be at all effective in saving that kid's life, it can't be Bailey's baby. He's a blunt trauma case.
You and Han are exactly alike. The two of you deserve each other.
Thank you.
I thought you left Cardio.
Oh, no. She's pretending not to anymore. Can't take the pressure, huh, Iz?
You're right, Christina. In the contest to see who can be the best robot, you win.
Tell me again how this happened.
You didn't understand me the first time.
Just tell me again.
Somebody left the baby gate open.
Somebody. Because you're saying you think I did this.
I'm saying that you were in such a hurry to get out the house this morning. That you were in such a hurry to get to work and get away from me.
Well, Tucker, this doesn't have anything to do with you.
Why do you think he even went into that room, huh? You're the only one that ever goes in there. He went looking for his mama. He went looking for his mama and wound up in the hospital.
She made a bad choice, huh, Tucker? You picked a bad wife. She made a bad mother. She made you stay home, raise your son. And she almost killed him. Poor you, huh?
I heard about Dr. Bailey's son. How bad is it?
We're still waiting on his studies.
Derek.
Hmm. Remember before when I was unbelievably cool and let you off the hook for making out with me? Well, now I'm angry.
Why?
Because you're not making eye contact with me. Because we are standing here talking about Bailey's baby and you won't look at me.
Sorry.
Better. Now, it was one kiss, okay? It was a good kiss. Maybe even a great one. But are we going to let one maybe great kiss get in the way of what up until now has been a really great professional relationship, even though you didn't know my name until recently? No. We are not. So, friends?
Friends.
Good.
Bailey wants to know if Tuck's films are ready. What is that? What's his shadow? Where's his heart?
You can't see it because...
His stomach's in his chest.
It's just a herniation, a positive collar sign.
Which indicates a diaphragmatic hernia. It's a ruptured diaphragm, which... the least of his problems because the force of the trauma entered his thoracic aorta. You see this in the chest cavity next to the stomach? That's colon. And around the colon is fluid, which could mean the colon is ruptured and there's fecal matter floating around that could infect the aortic repair, and that complication can be fatal.
What are y'all standing around for? Paige Hine and the chief book an OR.
They repaired the hole in the diaphragm, and Dr. Hahn's just about to inspect the mediastinum.
Is she gonna repair with sutures or prosthetic graft?
Don't know.
Don't know?
She didn't say. Dr. Bailey!
Dr. Bailey? Are you kidding?
I need to be with my son.
Miranda.
I have no intention of getting in the way. I can't stand out there. I can't. I need to be with my son.
And what we need, Dr. Bailey, is to not have our patient's mother watching us perform his surgery. Dr. Gray, please escort Dr. Bailey back outside.
No, there will be no escorting of Dr. Bailey anywhere, Dr. Gray. You can proceed.
I will not proceed until you leave this OR. Now, do you want me to stand here talking to you, or do you want me to try and save your baby's life?
Miranda.
I just want to hold my son's hand. I just want to hold his hand. Please.
I'll hold his hand. Dr. Gray can hold this retractor, right?
Yes.
I'll hold Tuck's hand. Dr. Bailey, if it's okay with you. I'll hold his hand.
Okay, go.
Okay, everybody, let's get back to work.
Mrs. O'Malley, what did... I couldn't leave. When Harold was here, when he was sick, Dr. Bailey took such good care of him. I couldn't leave knowing her son was in trouble. Knowing both our sons are in trouble.
Mrs. O'Malley,
I know you think I'm old-fashioned, and maybe I am. But it doesn't matter what I think. In God's eyes, marriage is forever.
Well, if it's any consolation, George and I got married on the Vegas Strip. At a 24-hour Church of Elvis. I'm not sure God was even there.
He's everywhere.
To believe in God and marriage and heaven and hell.
But you don't anymore.
I believe in love and second chances, and that even though George wasn't the one for me, it was okay that I believed that he was, because well, for a little while, at least. I got to be an O'Malley. And I really loved being an O'Malley.
He's back.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but your most recent echo shows the dissection is extending. You need to let me prep you for surgery.
Oh, no. No, not yet. We haven't finished our work.
You're gonna die.
Do you know how Maya knew you were back, even with her eyes closed?
She heard me?
She felt you. It's like a pull, like a darkness.
Right, right. I'm the angel of death, got it.
No, you're not the angel of death, Dr. Karev. You're actually a very sweet boy. He's got a beautiful heart, wouldn't you say, Mai?
I would, but his gut and his throat.
They're blocked.
Second chakra's worse.
Seriously, you're talking about chakra?
We're talking about how you've got a darkness at your throat chakra where your voice should be. Because whatever happened to you was so ugly and went on for so long that you don't talk about it. You were hurt so badly that sometimes you want to hurt other people just to spread it around. You were a good boy, Dr. Karev. A good, sweet boy. But you're not a very good man. What happened to you?
Your artery is shredding. You need surgery. I'm not a very good man, but I do tell the truth. The truth is, if you don't get this surgery fast, you're gonna die.
I went from the bed into the office. I wrote a note to the building manager. I left it on the desk. I was in a hurry. So I looked at the clock. I walked out of the door. The gate was opened. I closed the gate.
Stop. This is not helping.
Okay, look. I walked out of the bedroom into the office and I wrote a note.
It doesn't matter because I'm his mother and I can't have death. Things just happen.
There's people make decisions. People prioritize. The world just doesn't happen. Okay, it's not on God. It's on me. Or it's on Tessa.
Stop it.
You're a good mother. Tucker is a good father. You love your baby. People make mistakes. You didn't do this to your son. Neither did your husband.
He wants to build us a house with kids' bedrooms and French doors, and that scares me to death.
Why? Just because of the rose thing? Well, that shouldn't scare you. It was just one kiss.
One kiss?
Yeah, I wasn't eavesdropping. It wasn't like they were being secretive about it. It was just something that happened. Now you guys are back together. It's not happening anymore, so.
Derek kissed Rose?
Yeah, but you knew that. That I'm an idiot.
Hey, the stomach's repaired. There's no splenic laceration.
Now all I have to do is get the chest tube in and we're done.
That's good, Tuck. That means you're in better shape than we thought. That means you're almost out of here.
Dr. Yang, would you like to do the honors?
I can trade places with you if you'd like.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay here.
It was his stomach that ruptured and that's colon.
Both of which we repaired, so the surgery was a success. However, there is a lot of fluid in the chest cavity, so at this point we have no way of knowing whether he'll be able to breathe on his own anytime soon.
I know that. You don't think I'll know that?
Oh, we'll be moving him to the pediatric ICU. We'll be watching him closely. Can I see my son now? Absolutely.
You're new here. You don't know me. And if what you did today ends up saving my son's life, I'll thank you for it. But if I never have to look at you again after that, that'll be all right with me.
Thinking we were going to find time, and now.
And we will find the time.
and this is over and Tuck is fine, you and I are gonna find time and we're gonna baptize our baby.
Sometimes I feel like I never been.
How's Tuck?
Oh, he's still not breathing on his own. You know, I wish I could help, but I can't think of anything I can do. Christina always knows what to do.
What's your deal with her, with Yang?
Nothing. It's no deal. I'm crippled with envy.
Of Yang? Because she's better at cardio than you?
She's not better than me. She just... She knows what she wants. She has this faith in her skill and herself and her future in cardio. It's an unwavering faith. She knows who she is, and I want that. I was chasing cardio because I want what she has.
She's a robot.
Not the robot part, the faith part. I want that. Just over the mountain. The peaceful valley. You come to know. There's probably a thousand scientific reasons why Mr. Greenwald's heart rate suddenly stabilized.
Without question.
And why Miss McCaffrey's staph infection suddenly disappeared?
Sloan's patient. She's fine.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have faith. Now, I do. But faith isn't medicine. Faith can't heal you.
Well, that may be so. But then again, it can't hurt.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
How's Tuck?
He's intubated, and we won't know anything for a few hours.
How are you holding up?
Who's Rose?
Rose is a circulating nurse. I kissed her once. I'm sure you know that. That's why you're asking me.
When?
When?
When did you kiss her?
Yesterday. Now, are we
going
to talk?
So, yesterday you're making out with scrub nurses, and today you're building our dream house.
Yesterday we were dating other people.
That's not the point.
That is the point. I told you I wanted to marry you. I wanted to build a house and a life with you, and you weren't ready.
And roses. You don't want to build a life with me. You want someone. You want someone who wants the same things that you want.
I knew the minute I showed you this plan that you'd find some reason to walk away.
So what, you called my bluff?
I did, because I can't do this anymore. I can't do the fighting, the back and forth. I can't. Are we together or are we not?
We were together. I was in love with you. You didn't tell me you were married.
Okay, so now we're going to have that fight again.
You didn't tell me about your nurse. You want to know why I'm not ready to build a house with you. This is why, because I cannot trust you.
You can't trust anybody. And no matter what I do, they're always going to look for reasons not to trust me. I can't do it anymore. I can't.
Well, neither can I.
The broken clock is a comfort. It helps me sleep tonight. Maybe you can't stop tomorrow from stealing all my time. And I am here still waiting, though I still have my doubts.
I need you to hold hands.
I am damaged at best, like you've already
what?
Figured out.
Because the energy in here, it's not healing. So I need you to hold hands
and focus all of your love on this child. For a few minutes, I want you to try to forgive each other. Can you try to do that?
Broken locks were a warning. You got inside my head. I tried my best to be guarded. I'm an open book instead. And I still see your reflection inside of my eyes. They're looking for purpose. This is looking for life. I'm falling apart.
Not for you. It's for little Tuck. Is he better?
We don't know. I know I haven't called you in a while, and but there's a lot that I haven't told you. I know I messed up, but I didn't want to cause you any more pain, and I didn't want to disappoint you.
You disappointed yourself, Georgie. You should be disappointed in yourself.
I am. I don't even recognize myself anymore. This isn't the guy that I wanted to be.
Who do you want to be?
The guy Bailey named her baby after. I won't be that guy again.
You won't go to counseling?
That's just gonna hurt everyone more.
I miss your dad.
Me too.
Move back home. I'll take care of you.
Well, I think it's time that I start taking care of myself.
It doesn't help me to have you all clustered here watching. It just doesn't help me. I appreciate that you care, that you're concerned, but I don't need to be watched.
Miranda, he's choking.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank God. Oh.
What are you talking about?
No, it's good.
It's good. He's fighting the tube. It means he can breathe on his own.
Shh, shh. There we go.
There we go.
Said you'd have a heart attack this afternoon, and you didn't.
So you think there might be something to this healing thing after all?
No, but I'm gonna help you anyway. Or she is. This is Dr. Stevens.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what I'm doing here.
No, you're gonna talk her through a coronary artery dissection repair.
She's an expert?
No. She's a second year resident like me, but she's been focused on cardiothoracics for a while, and she's seen the procedure done.
Well, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but...
She's like a bright yellow, right?
What?
What?
What I'm saying is she's an optimist. She's the opposite of me. She's exactly the kind of person you want helping you, right?
She brightens you, that's for sure.
Shut up.
What are we talking about?
Just talk her through the surgery before she croaks, all right? Can you do that?
You want me to talk you through it?
In as much detail as possible, yes.
Okay.
Yang's got nothing on you.
Okay.
There are four chambers in your heart, and there are three major coronary arteries that supply blood and oxygen. Your dissection.
As doctors, we know more about the human body now than at any other point in our history.
They extubated him. His blood pressure's up, too.
Good. Do you know that his middle name is George?
Tux?
After me.
Huh. I thought Dr. Bailey didn't like interns.
Oh, no. Yeah, she doesn't. Did you find an apartment yet? Because I was thinking maybe I'm gonna get one and...
But the miracle of life itself, why people live and die, why they hurt or get hurt, is still a mystery.
Here's the thing. You're too pretty.
Oh, come on.
No, so pretty, in fact, that if we didn't work together, we would probably be... But the point is, we do work together, and in order for me to do my job, I need to leave who I am outside the doors of this hospital. So. Oh, hey. You ready? I am.
Where are you guys going? You going to Joe's? I'll come meet you.
Good night, Dr. Sloan.
We want to know the reason, the secret, the answer at the back of the book.
Do you want to go to dinner with me tonight?
I thought you weren't free.
Turns out I am. And I'd like to go out with you tonight. Do you want to go out with me?
That'd be nice.
Because the thought of our being all alone down here is just too much for us to bear.
How's he doing?
He's gonna be just fine.
Where's your husband?
He went home to get some sleep. And to pack his things, because he's getting himself a hotel room tonight.
I'm sorry.
For some reason, life just seems to make a lot more sense when you're looking at a baby. But at the end of the day, the fact that we show up for each other, in spite of our differences, no matter what we believe, is reason enough to keep believing.